Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I have been very opposed to TikTok.
How do we, say, limit the protesting?
The government limit the protesting.
We've now had an opportunity to move his platform to be more progressive.
All the way back in January was the first person out there to say, Mr. President, a pandemic's on its way.
I don't agree with you that cannabis is not related to this.
Everyone knows mail-in ballots are a disaster.
Mr. President, next time you come, we're going to do a boat parade instead.
Everybody must get stoned, right? Is that what they said? That's what Nancy's talking about.
I'd be interested to hear how it is related. I think you and I do not agree on whether or not everybody should be allowed to get stoned. But
no, the bigger point here is that the omnibus bill that the Democrats passed, supposedly for COVID, has something for everyone. It's right. Less about stimulus and more about getting everything the Democrats wanted all at once in a $3.5 trillion emergency bill.
Right.
I think that's the point.
I'd be interested to hear how she got to that conclusion.
It also includes voting for, like, money for illegal aliens. I mean, it's crazy what all's in there. And they won't even negotiate on it. Won't even talk to the Republicans about reducing the $600 a week benefit for people who aren't working. They're like, hey, let's reduce it to $400 for 4 months. And we'll even throw in $600 for one of those weeks. No, we're not talking to you. It's all politics at this point. So we're going to talk more about that this morning. We're going to talk more about Election Day tomorrow. We got three of the candidates that are going to be on the ballot coming up. So stay tuned for that. We're going to get to all that. Very important. You got to vote no on two tomorrow. Just remember that. No on two. That's the Medicaid expansion bill. The voter guide is online, the Mark Cox show there, 971talk.com/Cox. You can download the voter guide and you'll know exactly how to vote. It'll be easy. Right now, let's get to Hans, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, Hans von Spakovsky joining us, senior legal fellow at Heritage. And great to have him on this Monday morning. Hans, how are you?
Mark, I'm doing just great, thanks.
Great. You know, I saw your piece this weekend about mail-in voting and the whole controversy over the president tweeting out that we should maybe move the election. I said this last week to Chris Wallace. I thought it was a pretty smart chess move on the president's part because he got his opponents to admit that the problem is not so serious that we need to delay the election.
Well, yeah, it was actually funny watching the reaction to it because you know, folks kind of ignored that there were three question marks after him saying, should we delay the election? I heard all these reporters talking as if he was threatening that he was going to delay the election, which was not it at all. In fact, what he did was, yeah, he got everybody talking about mail-in balloting and all of the security risks and other vulnerabilities that are associated with it. And I think that was actually what he was trying to do.
Yeah, and I think he's done this a lot. Like, I was trying to compare it to something like threatening to pull out of NATO, and he never really intended to pull out of NATO, but suddenly all the NATO countries started paying more of their portion of the bill.
Right.
So, yeah. He's pretty good. He's pretty good at that. He's been pretty effective at it. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's been a very effective negotiating ploy for him, hasn't it?
It has. To the point of mail-in balloting, though, that you made this weekend in the article here. You know, we modified, I should say. The voting capabilities of Missourians by the legislature this year to allow something you might call mail-in vote balloting, where you could vote if you were afraid to go to the polls, but you had to go get it notarized before you could do that if you were under the age of 65 and it wasn't an absentee ballot. And the numbers are in, Hans. In a county of 1.2 million voters, or 1.3, only about 1,500 people went to the trouble to do that.
I'm not surprised about that. And I think most people understand now that, look, people may be working from home, but everybody's doing what all the time? They're going to the grocery store. They're going to the drugstore. They're now starting to go, in many parts of the country, out to restaurants, even though they have to sit at separated tables. And I think most people think, well, if I can do all that, why can't I go to my polling place and vote?
Well, it makes a lot of sense. But what you spoke to, though, is the danger of mail-in balloting, which the president has talked about repeatedly. Somebody put it this way the other day. I thought it was pretty good. If you picked a lottery ticket and you won $5 million in the lottery and you had to get that lottery ticket back to the lottery commission in order to collect your money, would you put it in the mail to them or would you drive it there? I think most people would drive it there.
No, that's right. And all you have to do is look at the huge problems that New Jersey and New York, for example, have had with the primaries they recently held and all of the issues with mail-in ballots. And it was everything from absentee ballots not getting delivered to voters, to absentee ballots being sent back, not being delivered to election officials in time to be counted, to the point where in New York, if you can believe this, 1 in 5 absentee ballots received back by election officials has been rejected.
Wow.
Rejected for everything from signatures not matching of the voter on the absentee ballot to they're not complying with the technical requirements that apply to absentee ballots and all the information you as a voter have to provide. 1 in 5 ballots. That is a huge disenfranchisement rate.
Yeah, I read a piece in Breitbart this weekend. Actually, they were quoting a New York Times, not a New York Post piece or something, about a war room scenario the Democrats have looked at as to what happens if at the end of the November election, one side or the other refuses to concede because of allegations of ballot problems. Did you see that piece?
I did. And I think in some ways I wonder whether some of the political consultants in Washington who are pushing all these changes, I kind of wonder, are they doing it because they hope that there is chaos and they hope there is a huge litigation fight or a huge recount fight? So that if, for example, the president actually looks like he's winning, they can delay any determination of he's president. I wonder whether is that what they're trying to do.
You have to wonder, because why not take advantage of a good crisis, right? And that's what we've always heard. Hans, go ahead.
Just very quickly, Mark, if a president hasn't been determined by January 20th under federal law, the Speaker of the U.S. House becomes the acting president, Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, imagine that. There you go. We could be in for a rough ride this time. Hans, thank you.
Thanks for having
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you next week. Wow. That makes me need a stiff drink at this hour. Just the thought of that. Holy cow. I'll tell you more about that scenario they played out on what happens in a contentious election in November. And when we come back here, and we'll get to your phone calls at 314-241-9797.
Get more at 971talk.com.